Who's afraid of a big old muscle-bound, arrogant, cocky, obnoxiously loud black man? Apparently no one, once you're dead. This is exactly what I believe is happening with the memory of the great Muhammad Ali. If your knowledge of Muhammad Ali was solely based on the adoring media coverage of him after his death last week, you would swear he was a cross between Superman and Mother Teresa, both of whom are white. This whitewashing of this powerful, uncompromising, iconic personification of African black manhood is reducing his significance to a Morgan Freeman character from a Clint Eastwood movie, black man, a noble, strong black man, but totally acceptable and controlled by white society. White folks from everywhere are singing the praises of Muhammad Ali. But does anyone remember how the world truly looked at him when he was first on the scene? There were black people that were afraid, shocked, and horrified by the arrogance, the cockiness, the loudness of Muhammad Ali, then known as Cassius Clay. Much less white people, who mostly viewed him as some sort of ungrateful, obnoxious savage who was disrespecting the noble sport of fisticuffs just because he became comfortable with the greatness that dwelled within him and wasn't going to dim himself so that other people would feel comfortable with that. That was Muhammad Ali. Black folks would share outwardly in mixed company, meaning with white people, that although Muhammad Ali was a talented boxer, his behavior is ridiculous, uncouth, embarrassing in front of their white friends and acquaintances. But when they were alone with other black folks and other people of color, would sing his praises, would get just as loud and cocky and obnoxious and arrogant and swelling with pride and swagger as Muhammad Ali would represent when he stepped in the ring or stepped to a microphone, high-fiving one another with every blow that Muhammad would lay upon his opponent was a punch in the face of white supremacy, a punch in the face of racism. And then raising his fist up in victory, say, go, brother, go. You are off the chain, mad, crazy, stupid, full of beautiful black African pride. Yes, that was the great Muhammad Ali that would look in a television camera and say to the world of people of every color that I will not go and fight a war, in this case the Vietnam War, that the Vietnamese have done nothing to him or his people, but right here in America, white people who want me to go off and fight their war, who oppress me, you want me to fight for you when you oppress me here in my home, in my country, I will not do it. Dang! Black folks could not believe that a black person would say that. That was the power and the greatness of Muhammad Ali, because he embraced his power and his swagger. And I truly appreciate that, because yours truly has been accused of being too loud, too cocky. But let me tell you, that's all in the legacy of the great Muhammad Ali. So if I'm going to be associated with someone, it might as well be with him. So as the young brothers and sisters say, don't hate, appreciate. Don't hate, participate in truly accepting the greatness of who you are, like the great Muhammad Ali. Rest in peace, my brother, and float like a butterfly and sting in heaven like a bee. Yes, indeed. My name's Coley Tengela, and that's my take.